Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am proud to bring another episode. We are in season 2, episode 13, Spa Day, part 1. Yes, yes, I'm bringing everything all full circle, y'all. Is this thing on? Can you hear me okay? I bet you can. So anyway, I'm bringing the season full circle, and I'm bringing the season to a close. So we've got 4 episodes left, 13, 14, 15, and 16. So this one is Spa Day, and Spa Day part 1, the pesky sex toys are back for a brief stint. And then we've got to find out the ins and the outs of what happened with Tammy and how she got into this money laundering, right? So that's part 1 and part 2. So yeah, we're going to get right into it. So let's get the church announcements out of the way. I want to thank all of my listeners all over the world, United States and India and Norway and Sweden, Canada and France. Thank you so much for listening in. All of my listeners are growing by leaps and bounds, and I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I want to also thank you so much for supporting my audiobook. The first month that the audiobook came out, I broke my own records, and it has been freaking fucking amazing. So I want to thank you for supporting my audiobook. If you have not and you would desire to, my audiobook is on Audible. Just Google Getting Back to Happy, the number 2, and it comes right up. My book is everywhere books are sold. So it's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and everywhere the books are sold. So if you want a good story with some erotic content, you're going to want to pick up Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Now, I want you to save the date, people. I want you to save the date. November the 6th, we will be in Atlanta, Georgia. Jaylana Stivette presents A Night of Erotica. So I will be showcasing all things erotic, y'all. I'm going to have some excerpts from my book. I'm going to be reading some sexy excerpts from the upcoming book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. And I'll also be showcasing a little bit of this podcast for you. So it's a listening party, y'all. But not only is it a listening party, we're also going to have some spoken word. We're going to have some erotic dancers, live music from a DJ, and all things visual that are erotic. And all of that talent is going to be live from Atlanta, Georgia. So you don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Now, you could also follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stivette. On Facebook at Jaylana Stivette, the author, where all of my author updates will be there. Yes, things for the podcast and things for everything, Jaylana. You can also follow me on my personal page, Jaylana Stivette, and on Twitter at Jay Stivette, where I keep it nice and hot, y'all. Also have an OnlyFans page for those who want to see a little bit more content that's risque. You can follow me on OnlyFans at 50 Shades of Jelana. So now that I got all of the pleasantries and the church announcements out of the way, let's get right into it. After an announcement from our sponsor, without further ado, Spa Day, Part 1. Today was the big day, and I was super excited. Tammy had rented a private plane to carry us to one of the most amazing spas in the Midwest, the Greenbrier. The Greenbrier is an 11,000-acre luxury retreat located amid the breathtaking mountains of West Virginia. Oh, don't sleep on the Midwest, baby. The Greenbrier is a National Historic Landmark and world-class resort that has been welcoming guests from around the world since 1778. The Greenbrier is also widely regarded as one of the finest luxury resorts around the world that boasts of championship golf, fine dining, designer boutiques, and the world-renowned mineral spa, and a huge gaming and entertaining venue, 103,000 square feet to be exact. So, to be traveling in such luxury on someone else's dime, especially a girlfriend, is always a treat. And when it came to luxury, my girls, Kamara and Tammy, knew how to do the thing. As I was getting ready for the trip, I started packing all the things I considered a necessity. It had been several days since I had gotten with Phoenix. And although Boo Boo Kitty and I really enjoyed him the last time, we both decided to put him on hold until after the spa trip. But that left a sexual void that perhaps we needed to do something about while we were gone. And the best way to do that would be to take some of our little friends with us. I opened the drawer and pulled out Busta Bullet and Hitachi Wan. I looked over for their chargers and noticed they were missing. That was odd. I opened the drawers. They weren't there either. Even stranger. Then, out of nowhere, from a dark corner of the room, Peter Rabbit emerges from the shadows. Peter Rabbit says, "Looking for something, Jay? I believe we have some unfinished business. Wouldn't you agree?" The other toys emerge and spring into action around Peter Rabbit and begin nodding. "Unfinished business, Peter Rabbit? Excuse me? Why, yes, Jay. I believe at our last meeting, in the meeting of the Brotherhood, we formally introduced ourselves. And then both parties agreed to revisit a certain conversation. You know, when you and Boo Boo Kitty were busy trying to get your freak on. Hitachi Wan, do I have the meeting minutes?" "Peter, what the fuck are you trying to pull here?" "Yeah, Peter. What the fuck?" "What I sense is your lack of seriousness for the Brotherhood that we've created. We, the Brotherhood, will not be ignored in this situation, Jay and Kitty. For that matter, the Brotherhood will be heard." Kitty says, "Peter, you are one sick fuck. You know that? What the fuck could possibly be the problem? You selfish assholes had your way with me for 2 whole months. Oh, don't act like you didn't like it, Miss Kitty. Even I made you come. I hate you, Peter. I really do. But I love you, pussy. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Peter, you're fucking out of control right now. Well, as a spokesperson for the Brotherhood, I have the authority to speak on behalf of all the sex toys purchased in this local chapter. And this local chapter has decided that we are well within our rights to have STNs with you and that sassy pussy of yours. STNs? So you're using acronyms now? Jay, you have to put a stop to this ridiculousness right now. Okay, so everybody needs to calm down. Everybody. Peter, what exactly is an STN? Sex toy negotiations. You have got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. Well, I figure if you bitches can have pussy negotiations, then us sex toys should be able to have sex toy negotiations. What makes you think that you're better than us, kitty? Jay, you and that pussy of yours has gotten self-righteous here lately, and just because you've had some good dick, we will not be put to the side. Sex toys matter! Sex toys matter! They all begin to chant. I knew that if I didn't act fast, that I would have a mutiny on my hands. Okay, okay, Peter, Hitachi, Buster, okay. Hold on, calm down. Peter, okay. Listen. When Boo Boo Kitty and I get back from the spa, we will sit down and talk this thing out. I promise. Well, you see, Jay, the Brotherhood and I have an issue with that. Based off of this response that you just gave and the last one, the Brotherhood sees your actions as a failure to negotiate in good faith, which is something we anticipated. Isn't that right, Buster? Yeah, what my man speaks is the truth. It's the straight truth, my niggas. And in times like these, we have to stay one step ahead of our opponents. Buster, talk to me. You know I love you. And you know how you make me feel. Oh, Buster, you can never be my opponent. Buster, oh, Buster Bullet, you are my absolute favorite. Can I ever neglect you or be without you? Oh, just the thought of you vibrating on my third eye makes me shiver. Damn, kitty. You got me over here vibrating and shit. You know I will put it on you anytime you want me to. Just say the word. I said, Kitty, Buster Bullet, are y'all really doing this right now? You're right, Jay. As turned on as I am for your pussy, I gotta stay focused. Kitty says, focus on me, Buster. Focus on me. Ahem. While I hate to interrupt whatever the two of you are doing, the Brotherhood has come to a decision. Jay, until we can negotiate peaceably and come to a settlement, we, the Brotherhood, shall cease all negotiations. While I hate to interrupt whatever the two of you are doing, the Brotherhood has come to a decision. Jay, until we can negotiate peaceably and come to a settlement, we, the Brotherhood, shall cease all operations. What? Cease all operations? And what exactly does that mean, Peter? To put it in my terms, we're going on strike, bitches. Strike? What? Oh, hell no. I didn't hear it all now. How the fuck can that even be possible, Peter? It's a brand new day with new rules, bitches, that's how. And as a representative of the Brotherhood, I have tried to remain as civil as possible in this hostile environment that you two ladies have created. Listen, Peter, when it's all said and done, I make the rules here, Jaylana. But for the sake of arguing, fine. Have your little strike. I figure you come to our side. What I tell you, fellas? The rest of the sex toys gathered around Peter like he was a hero and nodded in agreement. Peter then said, so, back to the business at hand. As previously stated, the Brotherhood has made a decision on a work stoppage until sex toy negotiations can resume whenever that is. Since promises of previous negotiations have faltered, we are prepared to continue this work stoppage until you ladies continue to come to the table and negotiate.
Well. Look at you, Peter Rabbit, sounding all intelligent. Go fuck yourself, Peter.
As a representative of the Brotherhood, I refuse to be addressed like this any longer, Miss Boo Boo Kitty. I have a job to do, bitches. My suggestion to you, Jay, is to put that hostile little pussy of yours away, or these negotiations will not end well. How about we all take a break? Agreed? And just like that, Peter and the Brotherhood decided to stand down. Boo Boo Kitty and I finished packing for the trip and headed to the airport to meet Tammy. After my run-in with those pesky sex toys of mine, I knew that relaxation was in order. The audacity of those assholes to form a strike. I rolled my eyes at the thought of it as I took my seat on the private jet that Tammy had rented. I focused on my present reality, this beautiful experience. Tammy had just finished talking to the pilot and sat down next to me. The flight attendant came and handed us both a glass of champagne. I noticed he was fine and straight. I looked over at Tammy and smiled as she eyed the flight attendant up and down. He walked away, and I said, bitch, are you trying to get me in trouble? You know I will fuck that flight attendant on this flight. How long is the flight anyway?
Sissy, the flight is only 30 minutes.
Quickies can be good, you know. Stop it, sissy. So we both laughed. We had a little bit of small talk and then buckled up for our short flight
to West Virginia. I didn't want to bring up her activities that had led to these festivities because I felt like Tammy would open up about the subject when the time was right. I also knew that it was a subject itself that was touchy. How much about her life would she reveal? I had so many questions. In the meantime, I sat back in my seat and enjoyed the flight, the champagne, and the bomb-ass flight attendant as we headed to the Greenbrier. Just as I expected, the flight was uneventful and relaxing. We touched down at the Greenbrier and were met by our hotel handlers. Some took our bags and others escorted us to one of our private homes via golf cart. I was really impressed by the breathtaking view and all the beautiful landscaping we passed on our way to our private home for the weekend. We got word that Kamara arrived shortly after us and would be arriving within minutes. The festivities were about to begin. The Colonnade Estate Room, where Tammy booked our accommodations, was mind-blowing. The private home had a parlor, music room, fireplaces, a large dining room, wet bar, powder room, two porches, three bedrooms, and each with updated private baths. Tammy really did her thing on this trip. Each room had a different decor, and the furniture could be dated back to the late 1800s. The 18th and 19th century American and European furnishings provided dramatic accents throughout the home. The lavishly decorated bedrooms created the effect of a splendid personal residence. Now, rumor has it that the Colonnade Estate has been considered a favorite meeting spot for foreign dignitaries, presidents, and aristocrats. How Tammy was able to pull this off was yet another part of this tale that I was interested in finding out. Tammy and Austin had clout now, and I needed all the tea on how this occurred. At that moment, Kamara was escorted through the front doors, and I could see by the expression on her face that even she was impressed, which can take a lot from Kamara. Tammy rang for champagne and we got situated in our bedrooms. About 45 minutes later, the three of us headed to the private spa area for a relaxing massage and the tea on how she and Austin were able to keep this a secret. As we sipped on Dom, I went right in and said, "Tammy, this trip is bomb-ass already. The Greenbrier? Girl, this place is as beautiful as I remember." Although at the time I was sharing a regular room, not a suite, with three other women. So, in retrospect, this place is still beautiful. So a big thank you, girl. Yes, this is fabulous. I must say, I am impressed. Well, thank you, ladies. Especially thank you, Kamara. Let's take in the whole experience, shall we? I have left tomorrow afternoon free for you two ladies to do whatever you want on the grounds. I have to get back early. Austin and I have to make a run together, and we need to use the jet. Since we rented it for the weekend, we figured that you would have some girls' time alone while Austin and I handle some much-needed business. How does that sound? Kamara and I both agreed as if we had a choice. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't complaining. We were in a beautiful place, and there were lots to do, but I was still kind of reflecting on my last conversation with Kamara. We kind of had words and left things unsaid. Tammy's presence was a great buffer. The last I checked in with Kamara, I had decided to take the cookie out of the cookie jar, and she was not so pleased about it. The last thing I needed was to feel like I was being judged for getting some good dick. And speaking of good dick, that was definitely something on the menu once I got back from the spa weekend, especially since those pesky sex toys had a mind of their own these days. Boo Boo Kitty and I had to do something about that, and fast. I thought about Phoenix for a moment and our last encounter. I closed my eyes as the attendant administered the deep tissue massage in my shoulders. I thought back to Phoenix's penis again. His penis was definitely worth getting back to. My thoughts were interrupted by Kamara's voice.
I mean, it's cool, Tammy. I got some work to catch up on anyway while you're gone. And I'm sure Jay has some writing to get done anyway, right? Are you still writing about that cookie jar experience, or are you done with that?
I said, Tammy, like Kamara said, we both got some things to get done. But I personally plan on taking advantage of the amazingness that you have provided. So no worries. The two of us will be okay. As the attendants wrapped up our massages, I decided to focus on Tammy. Dealing with the tension between Kamara and I was too much to take in, and it was obvious she didn't want to address it either. In this dynamic, I guess only one elephant in the room can be dressed at a time. I said, so Tammy, now that the attendants have left and we have a bit of privacy, bitch, you have to fill us in on how all of this has come about. And what is it that you do anyway? I've got so many questions. Tammy says, I knew that you ladies were itching to get the tea.